The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com and by Balance of Nature, whole fruits and veggies in all-natural capsules. Visit BalanceofNature.com. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Imagine being able to quit your job and make your living in your backyard doing exactly what you love. You'll meet a man who did just that right after this from Charlie. Frank Kovac, age 47, of Monaco, Wisconsin, 230 miles north of Milwaukee, had just about the best job in town working for the local paper mill. But his first love was astronomy. He'd had a fascination with the stars ever since his dad bought him his first telescope. And so, in his spare time, even though he had no knowledge of engineering, he began building his own sky, a hollow globe 22 feet in diameter, on which he painted by hand in glow-in-the-dark paint every constellation visible in the northern hemisphere. Neighbors thought he was a little crazy.
There was a huge sphere covered up by a tarp.
There were times when he thought he was crazy.
There were days where I kind of wondered if I was even going to make this thing work, and I felt that my dad was there watching over me.
Sure enough, he finished the project and put up a sign. Planetarium 1,000 feet ahead, show times by appointment. Customer traffic was slow at first, as CBS's Steve Hartman found when he visited a few years ago to take in a show.
Well, I'd like to welcome all of you to the Kovac Planetarium.
Well, it's just me. You don't have to say all of you.
Okay.
But since then, Steve reports, word has traveled.
He now gets about 3,500 visitors a summer, enough to not have to work in the paper mill anymore.
That's right. His crazy idea has become his living. Frank Kovac, a man who found not only happiness right in his own backyard, but a paying audience, too. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.